Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
It's that time where we get into discussion with Dr. Chifewa Kodisang. She is a regular at the station, and today we're discussing making effective career decisions. Now, I do hope you have your pen and paper ready to jot down all the information that Dr. Kodisang is going to share with us today, so that it helps us make good decisions and effective decisions, as she would suggest. Dr. Kodisang?
Good afternoon, Dineo, and good afternoon to our UNISA community.
Good afternoon. So today we're talking making effective career decisions. And I think we have to start off by maybe discussing the course that you choose to study at tertiary. Does that guarantee if you're going to have an effective career or a good career, or does that guarantee how your career is going to pan out?
No, actually, you know, Dineo, the way you have asked the question is the way most of us think about choosing a career. So we actually think choosing a career in a quite linear way, to say, you know, if I choose accounting, it guarantees me a job and it guarantees me to have a very good life. You know, it's like very linear. We don't really think about, even, you know, there could be challenges. What then? I could struggle with this course. What then? I could find myself not enjoying the work that I need to do in accounting. What then?
Okay.
So there are a number of things that one needs to consider in choosing a career. We always also have to consider, even when you are choosing a career, though you are planning, but you plan in a context where there is uncertainty. Because all those questions I have asked, they create a uncertainty in your life. You can't be guaranteed, you can't be certain that things will go the way you have planned. But all we need is to ensure that, one, we have gathered enough information as possible. We have a lot of options, because I mean, one of the careers that is very close to my heart, and I work with a lot of students close to that career, is psychology. So you pass matric, you have, oh, that one, she's Dr. So-and-so, she's a clinical psychologist. You just see yourself as a clinical psychologist, and then you register for a BA. Some people even register for a BA, hoping on completion of your BA degree, you are a registered psychologist. Whereas, there is a long road ahead of you.
Okay.
So what am I bringing? You need to understand, okay, when I see myself as a clinical psychologist, do I even have enough information to understand at what level does one become a clinical psychologist? What type of qualification do I need? How many years? Because when people hear, example, clinical psychology, that, oh, you need to have a degree, they said, oh, 4 years, maybe an honors, oh, another year, oh, a master's, oh, 2 years. Then they said, I'm not prepared to study for so long. Maybe due to circumstances, maybe due to their personal commitment to the studies. So, that, you know, you need information. You need information about the career that you want to pursue. But you can't even start with the career if you don't have information about yourself.
And you can finish, doctor.
Yeah, because for example, this week I was talking to somebody who she wanted to become a nurse, and this person, for some reason, they possibly didn't know how much they are scared of blood. And they are on their first year of training, they go to the theater, they faint on the side of blood. So what does it say? It shows that this person didn't know about themselves and their fears or their strengths and their weaknesses. And how does this career provoke that?
So you would then suggest, I hear now you're mentioning strengths, weaknesses. So would you suggest that we do some kind of a SWOT analysis to say, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What comes with this kind of career? Can I take it and then take it from there?
Yes, and also one other thing, What are my interests?
Okay.
I mean, am I interested in working in business? This is something that when I am watching a TV and there is a scenario that relates to that, everything can stop. I stop eating because this is something I like, you know.
Mm.
Because there are people who will tell you, every time I see something that involves helping people, I just see myself there. You know, when it comes to kids, everywhere I am, there will be kids around me. Do you have interest in that? Because can you imagine, you do not like kids. You don't like kids around you. Maybe even when you have got kids, you don't like your own kids. You don't have the temper for kids. But you choose a career that you will be working with kids.
Mm.
So understanding your interest, understanding what you are passionate about, understanding what type of a person are you. We don't even need to go to a serious jargon of, you know, the type of a personality, whether you are introvert or extrovert. Not in that sense, but who are you as a person in relation to others or to things?
Okay. All right, and maybe what is it that determines an effective career? Is it, when you say effective, is it relative? Does it mean that what is effective to me is not effective to you? How do we find a balance there?
I actually always say to people, an effective career is what makes sense to the person choosing it.
Okay.
Because in order to succeed, remember, once you have chosen your career, you need to have sort of belief in yourself and in your career that you're going to make it.
Mm.
Because if you are quite, you know, I always say to people, if you are quite invested and connected in your career, you actually see opportunities where people don't see them.
Mm.
That's why a lot of people succeed. But if you are not connected as a person to yourself and to your career, it actually becomes so much difficult for you, where even people asking you, so what do you want to do? What contribution do you want to make? You said, hey, I don't know. You know, but people say this, you know, I'm so discouraged. But you can be able to, if you have made an effective career decision, though it's relative, you can be able to say, no, Dr. Kodisang, oh, Dineo, you know, with my career, I can do one, but I can also do two. In order to do three, I just need this and that. So you see opportunities even where other people would not see that, even where it does not make sense.
Mm.
You know, if you are a businessman, I always say people who are business-minded, they even see a business in a very awkward position.
Mm.
I mean, even where people would think, how could one think about this? It may be immoral or whatever.
Yes,
but this
yes.
person, because they are business inclined, they are not worried about immorality or whatever. They are thinking, I've got an opportunity to make a business.
Mm. I think also now that you've mentioned entrepreneurs, you know, at times you find entrepreneurs that haven't set foot at a tertiary institution, but they have thriving careers. Maybe let's try to talk about that, to say, is it also necessary to go to school, or maybe does going to school for your career, does that determine that your career will be thriving? Or your decision not to go to school, is that an effective decision? Is that, you know, a decision that can impact on your career?
You know, it's both end.
Because
I want to tell you something. Sometimes how you apply, you know, a person can go to school and be learning, but if they are not connected to the outside environment, they are not thinking about what I'm learning contributes to the society. How can I use what I'm learning to solve specific problem? Then even this qualification might not be useful.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I always say to people, my argument is that as we are producing these graduates, what are the purpose of graduates? How do graduates contribute towards society? How does graduates, and it doesn't mean graduate when you have completed a degree. For me, when you have passed 5 modules at UNISA, you need to start asking yourself, but how can I use what I've studied already? Because If you are at university, you have passed first year, you have passed English skills. Can't you use that to start contributing to grade 12? Can't you teach other people at home? Can't you start applying that in solving problems? And I want to give you a very practical example.
Okay.
Some years ago, I came across a student who was doing psychology again, and this person has just studied that module of HIV care and counseling. And in his society, he realizes, oh, this is a huge problem of youth and HIV. Then he decided he's going to volunteer at the clinic to become one of the HIV counselors. He's going to offer from the knowledge he has learned in that module. He's going to do presentation to the youth. And it was remarkable. Even the Department of Health recognized him. So you can see, here is the person, and by then, he hasn't even completed a degree. The downfall of somebody who can implement and not study is also that you sometimes you are not in line with the current trend, with the current development, maybe with the ethics. This gentleman was doing that module. It was a second year module, but it was very hands-on and comprehensive. He understood the ethics behind the status of somebody. He understood stigmatization. So do you see how the two sort of go hand in hand?
Doctor, thank you very much for all that you have shared with us today. Very useful advice, actually, that you have shared with us.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. And you can find her next week again on the same slot. It is Dr. Tshifiwa Kodisang. She is from the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development right here at UNISA. And she just mentioned that you have to do some kind of a SWOT analysis to really figure out, do you have interest in the particular, you know, career path and course that you want to study? And also maybe find out as much information as you can, find out beyond your university years in terms of what your career entails, and then after then you can make a decision. Let's hear your comments about the decisions that you have taken in line with your career. Do you think they were effective, and if not, what is it that you did about your career decisions? Just tuned into UNISA Radio, the African voice, where it's definitely all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.